Hi, I'm Antero Lindstedt, and I'm here to present our paper, A User Experience Case Study, Two Embodied Cognition User Interface Solutions for a Math Learning Game. And also involved in writing this paper have been Christian Kiili, Pauliina Tuomi, and Arttu Perttula. So we have this mathematical learning game we have developed called Semideus. It is meant to support the development of rational number conceptual knowledge. And in it, the player has to estimate fraction values on a number line and also arrange values on an ascending order. In this study, we are not, however, focused on the mathematical aspect, but instead we are focusing user experience. And we do this by comparing two different user interfaces, the tilting UI and the walking UI. In the tilting UI, the player had to use light gestures to control the game character. The character changed his facing direction when the tablet was tilted slightly to either left or right. Further tilting caused the character to walk to the tilted direction. And the movement speed was defined by the angle of the tilting. And in the walking UI, the facing of the character was controlled in the same way as in the tilting UI. However, in this case, the movement of the character required the player to walk in place while at the same time holding the tablet in his or her hands. And the character's movement speed increased as the physical movement of the player intensified. We wanted to include some physical activities in our game because the recent studies have shown that it has positive influence on the learning outcomes. But at the same time, we do not want the physicality to interfere with the game experience. In our study, we had university students playing both versions of the game. Even though the primary users are school children of age 11 to 14, we decided to use university students as we thought that they have the sufficient math skills to complete all the tasks easily, so the comparison is about UI, not the mathematical skills. And also, adults are the secondary users of the game, mainly teachers and teacher students. In the study, we used or measured flow experience and playability, and we did this by using questionnaires that the participants had to fill after playing each version. Also, we used stealth assessment where all the game activity was stored in logs. So we could, for example, measure the accuracy of the answers based on these logs. And in the end, we found that the users preferred the tilting UI much better over the walking UI. But at the same time, we didn't see any significant difference in the accuracy of the answers. So, if you are interested in this topic, please check the paper. Thank you.